Hello and welcome to the first Pizza Babble Breaking It Down after our COVID break.
Hey!
Yay! Woo. We're going to be talking all about elections. I'm Archibald Elliott, and as usual, I'm joined by
Sam Rowe
and Brisha Shaw.
Let's go!
This is going. And we're gone. So, elections. Things that happen sometimes that do things.
Yes.
That
every
is a
four
brilliant,
years, to be specific.
Five years. I always used to think it was four.
I think it's probably because in the US, obviously, it's a four-year basis.
And it's been a bit crazy recently with, you know, calling elections left, right, and centre.
Yeah, it has been.
But yeah, so we've got two sets of elections coming up here on the Isle of Man this year.
Woo-hoo!
We've got the local elections, sometimes the next few months. They haven't actually been announced when they are.
Of the candidates haven't been forward.
So we can. That's probably why.
And obviously, we're not going to be like discussing particular candidates.
Yeah.
This is just about the structure.
And then we've got our general election in September. In September.
Yes. Yes, that's where you vote the
MHK. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the members of our lower house.
Yes.
Equivalent to an MP.
Yeah.
But get paid half the amount.
As they should. Even though there's less of them.
Yeah. So, what is an election? Well, it's where you go out and vote for the person who goes and makes your laws.
In pretty
frank forms.
Yeah. And it should also be, elections are very important. They will determine literally the environment you live in and a lot of your life. So, please do not ignore them. Don't be one of those people who's like, I don't believe in elections. Because they will happen without you.
Period.
You know who you are.
So that's
Or people who say, I don't vote, but I'm going to complain about the government for the next 5 years anyway.
Well, those people really, really get me.
If you like, obviously, if you can't vote, that is different.
That's fine. Yeah,
but like, if you have
the ability to be registered,
go
and vote. You can vote by proxy. You can vote by post.
Absolutely.
And you can vote in person. So there's really no excuse for not going out voting.
It really doesn't take that long. It's hugely beneficial.
Probably a good shout to say how you can actually get registered. To get registered, go to gov.im/register-to-vote.
And now, the government would tell you that it's simple to get there. It's actually a weirdly, like, it's not a very
lost
good website.
Quality,
but if you keep going for a while, you should be able to.
And that link hopefully should take you to something like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually.
If you have just turned 16, then register to vote and make sure you are registered to vote.
Yeah.
The most important thing you can do in your life is probably vote.
Yes.
And obviously, like, sometimes your name gets put down automatically after a while, but don't trust that.
Be sure to check.
You are registered to vote.
And then make sure you're informed about who the candidates are and look at their manifesto and think, who best represents me?
Who do I hate less?
Obviously, candidates will go around, they will campaign and stuff, but I would also say go do your own research separately, because
they're salespeople at the end of the day.
Yeah,
they're
going
to tell you
so
what you want to hear.
And even if you hate both or all the candidates, but there's mainly normally about two or three that run. However, in the Douglas South by-election, we saw
about
10.
There's usually about six.
Oh.
I mean, it varies from place to place.
I only really remember three of them. But if you hate all of them, then you can spoil your ballot drawing on it.
Or you can go and you can register to stand yourself.
Exactly.
If you want to
say, if there's no good candidates, maybe you should be a candidate.
Yeah. Or we should all harass Archie and Sam until they agree to stand.
We can't.
In their respective...
I can't.
Yeah, I know. I got asked.
Yeah, I got. Yeah. So, but yeah, can't legally stand.
Wow. Well, thanks, guys.
I will. I'll get him. You know who. I'll get him to ask you.
Please don't ask me, because I will say no.
Yeah.
Can you stand, Brisha? Are you 18 in September?
No, but
you can't stand.
When I become 18, I will 100% be standing for Douglas North.
And my apologies, Brisha. I will 100% not be voting for you because I don't live in your constituency.
There you go. Get betrayed.
It's the laugh. It was the
get absolutely wrecked, Brisha.
I don't even have like an idea of what I would want to check. I'd be like, guys, we're doing this a bit badly.
Maybe
that's what we should change.
I can see the posters already.
Infrastructure's lacking. Infrastructure game week.
The prom is missing. Has been for years. Bring it back.
Where is it? Have you seen the prom?
Called.
Yeah.
Driving on the prom is literally the most unsatisfying thing to do ever. Like, I remember when I was a child, many moons ago, it was my favourite thing when I was a toy. It was like my favourite thing to like ask my dad to drive us along the prom.
It's a bit weird that was your favourite thing.
No, but like it was cool. It was fun. Yeah. Because
your favourite thing should have been getting ready to go out and vote.
Yes, I was six.
All
yes.
those 6-year-olds getting their ballots ready. You little
wait, get
10 years too early.
10 years too early. Yes.
Ugh. Yeah, but it's so bad now. Just fix it already. The bits that they have done looks quite nice.
Yeah,
but
no, that's true.
The rest looks shocking.
Unfortunately, it's taken 72 years to do the bits that look quite nice.
I must mention before I forget. Max Radio have installed some beautiful screens. If you obviously can't see if you're listening on audio, they've installed some absolutely beautiful screens.
Archie, give us an audio description.
So on my left-hand-most screen, I have our Adobe Audition, which is thankfully recording, and it is still recording our session of podcasting. Then on the middle, this middle screen, I have our nice Myriad playout, which controls kind of our theme music blasting out into your ears. And then on my right-hand screen, I have all of our levels of where our gains are, what's
get
recording,
those
yeah,
gains.
Get those gains. And the date and time, which is very helpful because sometimes, yeah.
Because sometimes we forget.
We just forget, yeah.
Time.
And it has it in word form as well, so it's 20 minutes to 8.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got words,
we've got words. And it has.
We've got letters sometimes on their own.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's crazy here at Max Radio for Pizza Bubble. Yeah, but
do you ever just have conversations and you think, what is your life?
Do you ever have conversations and wish you hadn't?
Yep.
Yep. So if you look at go back to our elections, we have some quite key differences between here and the UK. If you've come up from the UK, or you more used to looking at UK elections because they're just frankly in the news more.
Yeah, and they will still indirectly
influence
obviously.
Us. Yeah. We'd have two candidates,
yes,
or two seats
to
per
the
constituency,
one
opposed
per
to
seat.
A British one. It's still the first past the post voting system, so the person who gets the most votes and the second most votes get in.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously none of the others do get in.
Yeah.
And there's 24 members you can vote for. There's two in your constituency, which you put two down on the ballot paper who you want to get in and you think are the best possible candidates.
Yes.
Or sometimes they're just your mate who lives next door.
Don't just vote for your mate next door. He doesn't know what he's doing.
No. well, some might.
Nope, none of them.
No.
If you go and you're like, oh, it's my mate next door.
What if your neighbour's Howard Quayle?
Well, too late. Tough Howard. Sorry, your neighbours ain't voting for you. I have decreed the rule. Do not just vote for your neighbour next door.
Unless you agree fully with their manifesto and they're going to do a good job.
If
Boris was my MP next door.
If Boris was the boy next door, sure.
I think I read a story like this.
Yeah.
It was on a little website called
BJ Next Door, I think, was the title.
So,
the beeps.
That probably does cover most of the differences between here and the UK. Except, obviously, we won't be affected, hopefully, fingers crossed, by COVID.
Anymore.
This is important. Wherever you are listening to this, do, before any voting, check what your COVID rules are.
Yeah.
Don't just be like, I'm going to go tick a box.
Just be required to bring your own pencil, as in the UK.
Just bring your own pencil.
That's the new COVID guidelines. And wear masks.
That's it.
And
you won't understand this if you haven't seen the other one. A C grade right there. Bring your own pencil.
If you want
this
that reference.
This is a bring your own pencil basis.
Check out the newscast, which will follow on after this.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So the most important thing from this is go out, go register, go vote.
It's really important. And,
really important.
And honestly, like, learning about it can be really fun. And
yeah.
It's just something that will be important from day to day life.
It's kind of your duty to your country, to your people, and to yourself and to your family is to go out and vote.
That's some cult nonsense.
It's true.
Do it to better the lives of as many people as you can, not because you feel like it's your duty to your country. That's from my perspective. We got to give variety out.
Yes, we have
don't
to.
Look at,
yes.
Don't look at me like that.
We just need an echo chamber of my voice, of course.
It'd just been 5 seconds since Archie had spoken.
And the whole room was starting to shake, so it's just as well.
Yep. The echoes just kind of reverberated too much, and there's no echoes left, so the walls just start to collapse in.
Yep.
We're there seeing crumbling bits of the ceiling fall down.
Yeah, that's...
Can we have an audio description of that, please, Archie?
What is the colour of the ceiling?
He doesn't know he's colourblind.
Yes, thank you, Brusha.
So, I'm sorry.
Thanks for keep on reminding me.
We're sorry.
There's this colourblind fella, like Archie, in our class. I don't know if you know he's actually colourblind, but we were given colour-coordinated maps, and he said, oh, what map did you get? And I said, the purple one, and he went, they're coloured? And I went, oh, because he thought they were all the same colour.
I do not know who this is, but I feel really bad. Knowing Brisha, she probably made fun of him for
I went, oh yeah, you're colourblind.
Yeah,
and I was like,
such
oh, it's
a
the
caring it's, podcast co-host.
It's the third right one because they were also numbered to probably facilitate.
I had a maths graph the other day, which had a blue line and a purple line and a green line. I could tell the difference between the green line and the two what seemed to me blue lines. I couldn't tell the difference between the blue and purple.
I know this is like you're talking about something that you struggle with, but
blue, yes,
blue.
Le
bleu.
Yes.
Le bleu. Speaking of le bleu, no more Brexit. Brexit officially means Brexit.
Brexit does in fact mean Brexit.
So it will not be coming up in the Manx election.
Yeah, no, thank God.
There you go.
Yeah, not that it did in the first 2016. Manxit. Actually, if you think about it, the Manx elections, there hasn't been an election before in Brexit time. It was before Brexit the election happened.
Yeah.
Thank God.
But it wasn't before, it was just after the referendum.
Well, to be...
He didn't really mention Brexit at all.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, there was one, like, there have been.
There was the by-elections that happened.
But Brexit hasn't been really much in our scheme, even though it does actually affect us.
Well, not a lot,
Our passport rights, we don't get the fast queue anymore.
Irish passports.
But we get beautiful blue British passports.
Yeah.
So it's
unless you get a nice Irish one, like Sam and I.
No, I'm happy sticking with my British blue.
Yes, but I like fast... fast queues.
I like fast queues and good countries. Thank you very much.
Yes, well, Ireland, the best country.
I must say that concludes.
Better than the UK.
That does conclude our post bubble breaking
already?
Down elections for you. Yes.
Damn, that was
so early.
We sped over on it, guys.
We did speed over it. Do check
speed
it out next
running
week for
Politibubble podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't know what we're going to discuss because we are bad at planning, but you will find out next week, I guess.
And it should probably be a longer form, but you know, we're back here out from COVID and you can hear our beautiful
COVID free
voices grace your ears next week. And obviously now, thank you
yes,
so much
thank
for listening.
You.
As Jeremy Clarkson would say, good night.
Yeah,
you've been politibabbled.